Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The head coach, just a second here, Jason Kidd on the morning roast here. And Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, is here, and he joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And look, this is a big day. It's a big two-day stretch. Klay Thompson's returning. We love the four-time chap. I'm wearing a Captain Klay hat right now. We have Laughing Monk, Shasky. Laughing Monk. They're in the building. Laughing Monk is serving breakfast right now. They got the prime rib and the mashed potatoes out in the hallway right now. Oh, they got prime rib out there.
Don't eat it all, Spadoni.
Straight from Sunnyvale up to the city.
Oh,
serving us breakfast here. Then we get a Bay Area legend on the line here on the River Islands guest line, Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. And he's one of our own. We always forget he's from the Bay, from Oakland, California, the NBA champ back in 2011. Multiple All-Stars, 10 of them to be exact, an All-NBA first team five times, second team, Cal Berkeley legend. Jason Kidd, good morning, man. Welcome to the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know it's tough during the season, especially after a game yesterday in Denver, but we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
I appreciate you guys having me. Anything for the Bay.
Go. And what is it like for you to return to the Bay all the time, man? People forget how you put the Bay Area on the map, man. You, Gary Payton, the Pro-Ams at Kezar Pavilion. You are one of us.
Yeah, it's always great to come home. It's a little rainy today, but it's always good to see the Bay Bridge. It's always good to see family and friends. And then also, you know, whenever I do come back, we're always playing the Warriors. If they're not winning a championship, they always are a team that's fighting for a championship. So it'll be fun. As you brought up, Clay's first time back, so we're excited to be here and have practice today, and then we'll play the game tomorrow.
Yeah, B, you didn't reference his time at St. Joe's, where he's just an absolute legend.
Two-time California Mr. Basketball, of course.
Just an absolute legend. You were pretty much everybody's favorite non-Warrior outside of the Warriors. Like, everybody loved watching you play. And you've done some great things for girls' basketball in this area. Obviously, you and Armando and what used to be Golden City, now it's Jason Kidd and Jason Kidd Select, the team. My niece was playing for you guys for the longest time, Megan, and I love that you are like at that grassroots level for basketball, for, you know, the girls game and specifically, and you've done some great work out here. And I guess the perspective of all the parents and the kids that have been in that program, thank you, Jason.
No, I appreciate that, but I want to say thank you for trusting us with your a family member and understanding that we love women's sports. I love women's sports. It's grown. It's got the attention that it needs, and it's continued to grow. But when you talk about, you know, what Armando is doing to help run that program, and then also our biggest sponsor, Laughing Monkey, Laughing Monk, that you have the food that you guys are having breakfast. I'm jealous. but it's exciting because I think the young ladies in the Bay Area last year, the teams went over to Croatia to play this next summer. They'll be going to Greece. And so we're just trying to give them the light of the world, of being able to see different parts of the world and play the game of basketball that we all love.
And Jason, you mentioned your Select program. Over 40 Division I players came from your program. It's really, truly remarkable. You're sending them not only to the next level, they're getting the education. And as you just mentioned, they get to travel the world. And now we have the Jason Kidd Invitational at Haas Pavilion December 14th. And Laughing Monk will be a sponsor for that Invitational. So I want to know from the grassroots, what made you involved or what got you going when it came to girls basketball, especially high school girls basketball?
Yeah, Yeah, you know, I think when you think about Kobe and what he was doing for the women's game, and unfortunately the passing of Kobe, I just felt that I wanted to help and continue his legacy and help women's sports. And so that really ignited the idea of the select team here in the Bay and doing it back at home. And so that's where it all started. And again, it's been 5 years, as you brought up, the invitation at Cal. And so we're just trying to do as much as we can to give the women the opportunity to go to school and fulfill their dream. And if that's playing in the WNBA or becoming the next president of the United States or the next doctor. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, you're now coaching Klay Thompson and all the Dallas Mavericks and been there for a couple of years now. And B and I were just kind of kicking it around. Like, Dwight Clark was beloved and a legend, and he only played for the Niners. Montana didn't come back to Candlestick and play at Candlestick. And Jerry Rice, when he went to the Raiders, he played the games in Oakland but never had a road game. This is so unique, having a legend like Klay Thompson that is beloved by Warrior fans come back while he's playing in another uniform and play in one of the homes that he built, which is Chase Center. Have you had a chance to kind of talk to him about what it might be like for him walking into that arena and hearing and seeing all the fans, you know, giving him a standing ovation that he deserves?
Yeah, we talked the other day about this opportunity. It really doesn't happen a lot, you know, when you do leave a team that you've been with your whole career, to have the opportunity to come back and play, as you brought up, the home that he built with Chase, and then also the excitement and the championships over in Oakland at the Coliseum. And so just understanding it's going to be an emotional 2 days here when you talk about today with practice and then tomorrow's game. And so my thoughts was to enjoy it, to embrace it, and have fun with it.
Jason Kidd here on the River Islands Guest Line on Morning Ross on 95.7 The Game. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill, and Jason. When you did court Klay Thompson and you guys signed Klay Thompson, I remember thinking, damn, he's going to see so many wide open looks playing off of Luka, Kyrie Irving. What has he been like in Dallas? Because he's a free spirit out here. We love Captain Klay. We love Rocco Klay. We love China Klay. We had all these different nicknames for him. How's he integrated with this new team here with Luka and Kyrie at the head of the snake here, Gafford there, and of course you coaching?
Yeah, I think he's done an incredible job. You know, as when you talk about Luka and Kai, you know, two of the best in the league. And now we add Klay, and I think Klay is a perfect fit for us. He's finding his way. Those two are making sure that he's getting touches and making sure that he's comfortable. And it just takes time. And I think as we go through here, we've had two games that have come down to the last shot. And so we're going through, you know, some battles and we're learning each other. But I think Klay's a champion. He's been there before. He understands it's a marathon. It's not just one game or two games, but it's 82. And we're very lucky to have his leadership and his, you know, his ability to shoot it, but also to be able to defend and help take some of the pressure off of Klay and Kai.
You know, this generation of basketball players is so different from when you play, Jason, and, you know, a lot of people do it for the clicks or whatnot. How refreshing is it to have a player like Luka, Kyrie, and then you add in Klay Thompson, who's all about ball? Klay's all about getting buckets and playing ball at the highest level. How refreshing is that for you as a coach? Because it seems like you don't have to – he's not a high-maintenance type of guy, right?
No, they're pros. All three of those guys you just mentioned are pros. They're about winning. They have one goal in mind, that's to win the championship. And so – you know, understanding that they're not high maintenance, they're about doing their work and finding a way to win.
You know, as a lover of sports in general, you know, there's so many great combos, you know, Gronk and Brady, or, you know, Joe and Jerry, Pippen and Jordan. And let's just stick with basketball. Steph and Klay, like when they were together, as good of a combo, I mean, clearly as a backcourt combo, but like Jordan Pippen, Kobe and Shaq, LeBron and Dwayne Wade, like are they up there with those combinations when they were together?
Yeah, they're definitely up there with those combinations. You talk about the Splash Brothers, just, you know, the uniqueness of how they played the game, how they, you know, played for one another, and helped each other achieve, you know, the highest goals, and that's, you know, to win a championship. And for two of the best shooters of all time to be on the same team is unique in its own right. But they loved to play. They knew how to win. They learned how to win. And so, yes, that combination will go down as one of the best combinations in the NBA.
What was more impressive to you? There's no wrong answer here, Coach, but 37 points in a quarter or 60 points on 11 dribbles, Klay Thompson?
I take both of them any day.
Have you ever scored 37 and a half, Jason? That's what I know. This guy scored 37 and a quarter. Wilt, in his 100-point game, Chris Mullin on the pregame show, he says, Wilt never, he didn't even score 37 and a quarter when he had 100. Have you ever scored 37 and a half, Jay?
No, that's impressive, right, the 37. But I think being able to not have to dribble to score is kind of special in its own right. And so, but both of them are incredible feats, and as I said, as a coach, I'll take both of those.
You know, Draymond's been—he's got his podcast, and he says a lot of stuff about how, you know, obviously everyone's going to get emotional, and they're going to honor Klay. Then when the ball gets tipped up, we got to play. You know, we got to play, and everybody brings up Kobe running through Paul Gasol at the USA Dream Team or Redeem Team a few years back. Did you ever have a teammate that you went to another team and you and him had maybe an altercation on the floor?
I haven't, but I understand that, you know, Draymond used that reference of Kobe, and he was Kobe's teammate on that Dream Team
on the Redeem Team.
Yeah, the Redeem Team. So just understand, we Kobe said it and we didn't believe it, but he did it. and he knew exactly what play they were going to run, and he did it. But, you know, Kobe was, you know, he was on a mission. He wanted to win the gold medal, and Spain was in our way, and so he wanted to make sure he sent the message that we're friends, but right now you're the enemy, and I'm here to try to find a way to win, and I'll do whatever it takes.
And knowing Klay Thompson, Coach, that he's going to have that same mentality as well. It's like, once the ball gets tipped off, I love all the Captain Klay has, but I'm trying to hit five threes on you in the first quarter. We're trying to get a win and get our season back on track here. What do you remember about going to your former teams? Obviously, you get drafted by the Dallas Mavericks, and you guys had a lot of expectations. A young core with Jamal Mashburn and Jim Jackson, but what was it like going back to Dallas? What was it like going back to Phoenix? Do you remember the first time going back to a former team, Coach?
Yeah, it was. It's emotional because you always think you're going to be there forever, and unfortunately, business sometimes gets in the way, and things change. But you know, I think you guys brought up a good point. There are emotions, but once the ball goes up, you're trying to figure out how to get the W, how to play your best game, and then have fun doing it, and then be able to talk to some of the people that you spent a lot of time with after the game.
You know, I'm watching your team from afar last year. You guys made some great deadline acquisitions, and you did a great job kind of implementing things on the fly. It just felt like you were a totally different team making your way all the way to the finals. What was the hardest part in incorporating Kyrie and Luka and balancing that out? As a former point guard yourself, like how did you kind of struggle with that and work throughout the year?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a struggle. I think it was more of just patience and giving these two time. They're artists with the ball. They understand how to play the game at a high level. And it was just a matter of being able to have time and under their belt to get used to each other. And sometimes we want instant, you know, day one for it to look good or be perfect. But I think when you talk about the sport or human element, it just takes time. And once they figured each other out, they took off, and that was a big reason what helped us, you know, get to the finals last year. And we believe, you know, that's kind of the space we are right now with Klay. Just give us a little time, and we're going to figure get these three on the same page, and we're going to roll.
Jason, now you jog my memory here, because I do want to get back to the Jason Kidd Select program and what you have going on with that. And we have some thank yous that I don't want to read off for you. Yeah, but you brought up something last year. It was so funny, the clip. We played it on our pregame show where you asked the reporter, you go, do you guys ever write anything good about us? Like, do we celebrate? And we always talk about this on this show. When the Niners lose, our phone lines are packed. Everybody wants to rip everybody. Everybody wants to fire everybody. There's all this instant gratification, and there's no perspective here. But yet when they win, win, you know, oh, well, yeah, they won. Great, great. What is it about the way the game is covered now? Because we see the ratings, and I love the NBA. Shasky loves the NBA. But it is the way it's covered where everybody wants to pick apart everything and saying, hey, if this guy doesn't win the championship, he's a bum. Or if this team doesn't win here, they're done. What happened to perspective in the sports world, Coach? Can you figure that one out?
No, I don't even want to touch that. I think everybody has a right to their opinion, but right. Again, the league is so talented, and there are some really good teams, and we ran into one last year in Boston. But Golden State, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, there's stars on every team, and understanding if you're playing your best basketball at the right time, you have a chance. But there's no guarantee to anyone to win a championship. Right. You got to go earn it. You got to go take it. But I think that's what makes sports fun, is that everybody has an opinion, and a lot of times some people are right, and a lot of times on the other side of that coin, people are wrong. And so I think that's what makes sport as a fan, and that's why we play it.
Yeah, I don't think people appreciate the greatness enough on a day-to-day basis that you athletes here, especially in the NBA, that you guys do on a consistent basis with all the traveling, all the games, going into Rockets arenas or whatnot. The game's played at the highest level it's ever been at. So I do want to read some thank yous here, Coach. And we appreciate the time again. Jason Kidd here on the Morning Roast on the River Islands guest line. Guy from Sonoma, Lee in Fairfield, says he won a contest several years ago on another radio station that allowed his son to attend the Jason Kidd basketball camp in Sonoma. He said he never got the chance to thank him for saving my son from going in the wrong direction. Jason is the best, and he can't thank him enough. And so that's one thank you from a camp you had 7 years ago. And I think with these young ladies, you're doing the same thing, yeah. Coach. So I think you should pat yourself on the back for that, because Jason Kidd Select is saving a lot of lives.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you. We need to do another camp in Sonoma. That was a great camp. But it's not just me, but it takes a lot of people to make this happen. And so Armando, when you talk about Laughing Monk, our biggest sponsor, they're the people that we should thank, because they're the ones that do it. But also the parents for trusting us with their young ones to push them and to also to tell them the truth. And it's all about hard work. And if you do that, good things will happen.
Coach, I'm going to go way back in the yesteryear. Obviously, everyone's going to talk about the behind-the-back plays against Duke and you guys knocking them off. I'm going to go more, even more local. I remember when it was rumored you were coming out to the Pro-Am out at Kezar. Yep. And my boy Reggie Milligan was working the board. And all of us kids, you are our favorite player. And you came out. There's like Brian Shaw, Bennett Davidson. I believe the young Davis. Eddie House might have been out. There.
Antonio Davis was out there.
There were so many guys. Like, the Pro-Am and playing at Kezar. Did you realize how big of a thing it was for an NBA superstar and co-rookie of the year like yourself to, like, show up and dominate the Pro-Am? Because that was, like, some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen as a young man. It formulated my love of the game of basketball.
Well, I used to love playing at Kezar. I thought that was incredible because the fans that would come out. Trail Hill was another favorite one of mine to be able to go on the hill and play. I love to play basketball. I love the competition. But the fans came out for sure for the Pro-Am. And it was nothing like playing in the Pro-Am in the summer in San Francisco.
No doubt.
What about the boat? Have you had a chance to get on Clay's boat?
Well, Clay doesn't have a boat, Dallas, right? Because you guys only have lakes out there. Tell us about the Texas life for Clay Thompson.
Yeah, we only have lakes, so I have not been on the Clay boat yet. Oh. But at some point.
We got to get Clay to get on the boat for tomorrow's game. Are you allowed that, Coach? He's like, no, we're all on the team bus. I'm making sure you get to take safe and sound. Navigate the Bay Area waters here, Coach. Come on now.
I'm going to stay on land and I'll wait to Clay's boat as it goes by.
Last one before we get you out again. We thank you for the time with the Jason Kidd Select program. Don't forget about the Jason Kidd Invitational at Haas Pavilion December 14th. Laughing Monk will be sponsoring that. They have breakfast for us today. And we love them for coming up from Sunnyvale this morning. But the women's game, the girls' game, it feels like it's at an all-time high, and it's only getting better, Coach. I was going to ask you whether or not you had plans on maybe after your NBA career, maybe you're coaching women's basketball or whatnot, but where the game is going and where it can go. Can you talk about the growth of the women's game?
Yeah, I think when you talk about the women's game, the growth is incredible. The platforms that they are on, the viewership when you talk about the highest level of the WNBA, they've added a team here in San Francisco that will be online. And then I think you have Toronto and I think Portland.
Yeah, Portland, yep.
Yes, coming online here in the next couple of years. And so it just shows the growth, not just in women's basketball, but also in soccer. And it's great for our country, but for our young ladies to have an opportunity to play the game at the highest level without having to go abroad. And so I think it's great.
Coach, this was great. It's always fun
Thank
talking
you.
To you. We love you here in the Bay Area. Yep. This will always be your home. You know that. Just good luck for the rest of the season, except for tomorrow. You know, we're still Dub fans, but we want Clay to do well, and we do like watching Mavericks basketball. But you guys are must watch on NBA League Pass. So, Coach, thanks for the time today. Good luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Jason Kidd Great here stuff. On the Morning Roast, head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Jason Kidd Select, check out their program. They're going to Greece this year. They were in Croatia last year. Your niece played for Jason Kidd Select.
Seven, eight years
when they were Golden City. And Jason Kidd has come in, and he's taken this program to the next level, along with the help of Mondo, along with the help of Laughing Monk, of course. So women's basketball, man, it's growing and growing and growing.
Absolutely. And, you know, giving a lot of young women opportunities to go to places they've never been, play and get exposure at places that, you know, they would never get that kind of exposure. It's about those experiences, right? Obviously, playing basketball is just one element of it. And he's at the forefront of it. You know, I just remember being a young kid going to Kezar for Pro-Am games. And I know it's kind of been lost the last couple of years because they're remodeling Kezar. I don't know what the exact status is currently, but seeing Jason Kidd show up, a local guy to Kezar, he was a rock star.
No, he was. Well, his games were on Con 4 back in the day when he was at St. Joe's.
Yep.
And they were playing for state championships.
Yep.
And so he's two-time California Mr. Basketball. And you're wondering, like, man, he's a McDonald's All-American. He could go to any school in the country.
He's a man among boys.
And he picks Cal Berkeley. And he goes to Cal Berkeley with Todd Bozeman and Lamont Murray and Monty Buckley and Randy Duck. And they have a signature run, Sweet 16 run.
Grigsby was on the second
Al Grigsby. Year. Grigsby.
Yeah. He was like a 10-year senior.
Because his back kept giving out, right? Back injuries were no joke.
Team was a lot of fun.
They beat Duke in a semifinal or in the second round in Chicago, Illinois, Rosemont Horizon. That was the last game ever for Bobby Hurley at Duke University. And J.K. was putting on the show. And then they were a 5 seed the next season. So
hitting the jumper over Bobby Hurley on the cover of Sports Illustrated when it was the number one thing.
I was going to ask Jason about this, but he'll never answer it. Now I'm not going to put him on the spot like that. But I always thought his first year in New Jersey, he took the Nets to the finals. Getting traded from Phoenix. He totally rejuvenates his basketball career. And I thought he should have won the MVP. He had MVP-like numbers. Remember, there were the rumors swirling that he's going to be a San Antonio Spur.
Yeah.
He took the Nets to back-to-back. He took them to two NBA finals.
Kerry Kittles, Richard Jefferson, and then they made the trade for Vince Carter.
What? Keith Van Horn.
Keith Van Horn, absolutely. They also had another big white boy whose name is evading me, and he wasn't from Utah.
It wasn't Doliak. It wasn't Austin Crozier.
No, it was not Doliak. Doliak played for the Heat.
No, it was, I know who you're talking about. Light-skinned cat.
Yes.
Light-skinned cat.
And then Williams,
man,
who got in trouble for shooting a limo driver.
Yeah, now I gotta look it up.
But that team was elite.
Now I gotta cheat.
I know, go cheat. Give me
Aaron Williams? No, it wasn't Aaron Williams. It was...
It might have been Aaron Williams. He was a lefty.
2001-02 New Jersey Nets.
Read off the names. Keon Dooling, not on that team.
Hold on one
second.
He was
a Clipper at that point.
1 second here. New Jersey Nets, 01-02, lost the finals. Jim McElvain? So what R.C. Davis is texting me. Jim McElvain?
That might not have been the name I would have came to.
Aaron Williams, 6'9".
Aaron Williams, yes.
Xavier guy, Aaron Williams, the power forward, number 34.
Exactly.
It was him, Reggie Slater, Brian Scalabrine was on that team. Kenyon Martin, of course.
Kenyon Martin, Darnie
Marshall,
about that.
Tom McCullough, another center for Washington, another, a big man from Canada. Anthony Johnson, backup point guard, Lucius Harris.
God, I was rooting for them so hard. They played the Spurs and the Lakers?
They played the Lakers, got swept.
No, but I'm saying
the next year they played the Spurs.
Yeah.
And they lost in six.
Yeah. I mean, they had no business even getting to the finals.
It didn't.
I mean, to take that team back-to-back years is one of the more incredible things. I had a gray New Jersey Nets Jason Kidd.
I did, too. It said New Jersey.
With the wide shoulders.
It said New Jersey.
Exactly.
And it had the number 5.
Yep.
And then I had the throwback Jason Kidd, the Dr. J ones with Nets, the white those one cool. with the red stripe on the side. Yeah, very cool. Those are nice.
I had the Mavericks jersey that I got signed at a Pro-Am game that I gave to Megan, my niece, maybe three or four years ago. She's got it now. It's the old iron-on champion jersey. Jay Kidd was the man.
That's also, too, like, great knowledge. Love playing at Petrel Hill when they used to have it at two locations.
Come on.
Petrel Hill Rec Center, then you get Kezar back and forth. Yeah, you could do things to San Francisco. You could be safe. I didn't hear about any robberies back in those days. People just enjoyed basketball. So we enjoyed Jason Kidd. He spent some time with us this morning. Last month, is serving up breakfast. I'm sure Guru and Steiny already have a plate
I'm
or
starving.
Two.
Starving.
I'm sure. Steiny.
Upset alert. No, doesn't look like any of them have food. They might be waiting for us. We got Langford and Evan Giddings.
Oh, Langford's lingering.
Lingering Langford is what we're calling
him
today.
KCBS has already blown up the restroom multiple times today. They get no food.
Oh, did you work on cleaning the bathroom and getting the
it's not my
smell
job.
Out?
I don't do that.
You made a big complaint about it. I thought you were going to have a solution.
One would say he made a big stink about it.
He made a big stink
That's
and
good.
Did nothing?
That's very
to
good.
To get rid of the smell? He did nothing?
What? Right.
By the way, I saw Draper yesterday. So the Kings beat the Suns in overtime.
Malik Monk hurt.
Yeah, and Draper was in the studio. He came in the studio.
Oh,
you ain't going to text me after the Cleveland game? Because I text him after the Boston game and say, you see that? He goes, oh, man. So I was like, you know, we play your stuff about being the NBA being soft or whatnot. Draper was in the studio, dude. He is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah?
He is next level.
Yeah. So you got a hybrid? A lot of gas miles.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Accumulating, going from Sacramento to the Bay.
No, but he has that.
The NBA has a problem right now, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but he has that Mercedes-Benz sponsorship.
Oh,
so he's driving a free Mercedes. Oh. It's all good.
Well, the car's free. The gas is not.
Well, he may have an electrical one, and so it's a lot
make
cheaper.
Electrical?
Yeah, they have electrical Benzes.
He works with the great Whitey Gleason, of course. He's got nothing on Jock Beatty, I'm sure, or on you, Bonte Hill.
First time my wife came to the studio, Whitey, I don't know what it was for. Whitey was filling in for somebody, and I go, hey, Michelle, this is Whitey. And he's like, it's Kevin. And I'm like, okay.
Nothing will beat Bomani Jones on with Ray Ratto and Whitey Gleason, and Bomani saying, yeah, I didn't know they were making Whitey still. And Ray saying, this is one of the good ones.
Oh, man. All right, we're going to break here.
Whitey,
you know,
Bulger.
I know we talked a lot of Niners here. Can we spend some time on the Dubs?
Whitey Ford.
In this road trip. 888-957-9570. Dub Nation, I know you've been waiting all day. I'm getting your texts. I see your personal texts, your DMs. We can't get no Dubs talk. Next 25 minutes is all yours. How about them Warriors? 4-1 road trip? 8-2 in the first 10 games? What do you like? What don't you like? The starting lineup, we'll get into that. The slow starts. A lot of stuff to get into. We'll do this in the last 25 minutes. 888-957-9570. Big thanks to Jason Kidd for joining us. And big thanks to Laffy Monk, who's got food right now. We're going to try a plate right now. Oh, and that's all coming up, brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
All right, Day-Day, another solid night for him. Warriors beat OKC. They were up 30 in this basketball game. Now, Chet Holmgren is going to be out for 8 to 10 weeks, but you know what? That's a loaded roster, and beggars can't be choosers. And the Warriors right now are rolling, stacking Ws, and there's a lot to like. There's a lot to love. Now, they got blown out Friday night in Cleveland, and, you know, 650 Comcast Business Text Line has been coming at me about the starting lineup, but I will concede this. The Warriors, one of the worst teams in terms of points per quarter in the first quarter. So points per first quarter, The Warriors are on a list with the Blazers, the Spurs, some of the bad teams, the Wizards, averaging just over 26 points a game, or 26 points in the first quarter. So yes, they have gotten off the slow starts, 14-3 in Boston. Of course, in Cleveland, they're down 20-2. The first game of the season at Portland, they couldn't buy a basket. Utah was clunky. Hell, they were down 34-14 to the Pelicans on the first game of the doubleheader. So slow starts has been a problem. But I think Steve Kerr found something yesterday with the starting lineup. De'Anthony Melton gets his first start of the season. And this is what we kind of anticipated in training camp. Can he be that two guard next to Stephen Curry? Because I like Buddy Hield's role off the bench. I want him coming off the bench. I love that role for him with the second unit alongside J.K. And I think we have a development there with J.K. and Buddy Hield coming in with the second unit. That could be a problem for opposing teams. But having De'Anthony Melton, who's a lifetime 37% three-point shooter, who could defend as well, I like him next to Stephen Curry because you need a little more offense with that starting unit to give Steph a little more spacing to operate, because when you do have a front line of Draymond and TJD, teams are going to dare them to shoot. And Wiggins right now, his three ball wasn't rolling up until yesterday. So I like this unit moving forward here with De'Anthony Melton. Steve Kerr mentioned yesterday that they're going to roll with this five for the foreseeable future.
So I'm sure a lot of people tuned in to portions of Friday night's game and was like, oh, this one's over. And maybe they disconnected. Maybe they did family night. Maybe they stuck around like I did. I watched the whole game Friday night, and I loved the way that they battled. And in these games that you lose where there's a blowout, sometimes things can happen that carry over. I thought Melton's first game back in that game and his ability to make a couple of plays, some middies off the backboard, I was like, oh, this is a silver lining. Kuminga making some plays in the Cleveland game. I was like, ooh, right, this is a silver lining. And I thought both guys carried that over into the game yesterday. Yep. I thought Andrew Wiggins battled his you-know-what off yesterday the glass.
Andrew Wiggins has been fine this season.
He's been better than fine.
A little bit of slump on the road trip, 4-19 from three. But yesterday he goes 2-4 from the three-point line, but 8 rebounds, 5 assists. And it's not just the
activity.
It's not, exactly. It's the energy and activity. Yeah. He's defending his ass off.
And I love that Steve Kerr, understanding that OKC was going small yesterday, kind of was like, yeah, Looney and TJD, like, love ya. This is not a great matchup for you.
Well, TJD didn't start the second half. GP2 did.
Yeah.
And Looney didn't play a second yesterday. So you're playing in the matchup.
Exactly.
You're playing
to
the matchup.
What I wanted him to do.
So that's what he did yesterday. JK with 14 of his 20 in the first half yesterday. And when he's getting downhill and he's attacking the basket. Now, I love the two threes where he settled in and shot a couple threes. But when he's attacking, 5 more rebounds yesterday for J.K. This role for him with Buddy Hield and J.K. and GP2, those are your first three guys off the bench. Now, we got to figure out Podge's jump shot right now. He's struggling with the jump shot, and we'll get there. He'll have his time. Lindy Waters has also hit a bit of a slump here ever since he lit up the Pelicans. But you get J.K. and Buddy Hield there, and you get GP2, and the minutes you're getting from Moody is very productive. Now, I got something cooking here. Now, maybe Steve Kerr is starting to pare down his rotation just a bit.
Now, I did the math, so I could be wrong. Since becoming a reserve, I've got over 17 points a game for Jonathan Kuminga and almost 52% shooting from the field since becoming a quote-unquote reserve player.
Right. He's not part of the first five.
Okay.
But
if I told you he's going to average close to 18 points a game on 50-plus shooting, wouldn't everyone be like, yeah, we'll take that?
I mean, even in the blowout against Cleveland,
I thought he was
JK
attacking.
On the Warriors looked slow in that game. They're getting blown by left and right.
Garland
and Mitchell got 2 feet in the paint all night long.
Mobley
and Allen's length and size really bothered the Warriors in the half court. They wouldn't let the Warriors breathe. They couldn't get an open shot, man. That was as impressive of a win I've seen all season. Cleveland took it to the Warriors, and they're still undefeated. Their problem with Kenny Atkinson. But I thought Kuminga was the one guy on the Warriors who looked like he belonged on the same floor. He looked like he belonged on the same floor with Cleveland, with the speed and athleticism. So, look, there's a role for him on his team. I don't know, like, after the Boston game, I saw a tweet that blew up, and somebody tagged me in it. What reason, I have no idea. But they beat Boston, and the first thing is, so, can you imagine what the team's going to look like when they trade JK? Everybody's so quick. Jason just told you.
What are we
Rome wasn't built in a day. We just want to trade, to your point, since he's shifted to the bench. JK, 17.5 points a game, 52.7% from the floor and 45% from three. And
I
asked everybody.
45%
from three.
I didn't have that.
As well as, what is he doing on the glass? Well, now that there's an uptick in rebounds, he's averaging 5 rebounds a game off the glass in these past 6 games. So J.K. is playing well in his role, Andrew Wiggins, but there was the return to Chef. 7-13 from 3, 36 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and he's playing at such an unbelievable level right now.
Don't you think that having Melton alongside of him, who contributed with 19, 10, and 2 assists and 3 steals, the size is there, and then you have another ball handler. He was hitting the middies, and then he obviously had, I think he had 5 threes yesterday. But to me, it was the defense. He's so aware off ball. He jumped multiple passing lanes and either forced a pass to a different direction or just stole the ball.
Yeah.
I think Melton alongside Curry is kind of an unlocker.
Well, this is the starting lineup that I assumed was going to happen before what's trading camp was over. But Steve Kerr wanted to go a little bigger, and he went with athleticism and size with Kuminga and Wiggins and TJD and Draymond. And obviously, you needed a little more shooting there. Anthony Melton, lifetime 37% three-point shooter. The only problem is his back, right? He missed 5 games with the back injury. He missed 44 last year in the regular season with Philadelphia, played in only 1 playoff game for Philadelphia. So if his back holds up and you're getting, you're not going to get 19 points every night, but if you get 12 to 15
exactly,
and you're getting 10 rebounds from this guy who can guard at a high level. Now, he's not GP2 in terms of defending, but he had a big drop off from GP2 to Melton. He's a problem at the point of attack defensively. So the Warriors did their thing yesterday. They outscored OKC in the second and third quarters, 81-46. 81-46, Shaq's game went 14-24 from 3. So when we recap the road trip, 4-1 on this 5-game roadie, when you think about when they entered the Boston game, their next 3 opponents was 22-1. They beat Boston. They beat OKC. And I don't give a damn if they're shorthanded or not. These were good quality wins.
But I think the common denominator, again, could it be an outlier? Sure. But the common denominator in the 2 wins, I don't fear the bigs on OKC with no Chet and no Hartenstein.
Yeah.
Right? So they don't have a big. And then against Boston, Horford is a...
He's 38 years old.
That's what I'm saying. And they didn't have Porzingis. But against Cleveland, what did they have? They had a young stud in the middle who's a dynamic athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And I love these wins. I am not trying to poo-poo them at all.
No.
But there will be a time when you're going to need TJD and Looney and maybe another big to be able to slow down these bigs. So I'm so encouraged by what it is. Now, I'm very interested. A, the Chet injury is huge. What does it look like with Hartenstein with that team?
Yeah.
I don't know. It could fit. It could not fit.
Well, look.
He was a rugged player for the Knicks.
The Warriors are going to have a stretch from December 6th to December 21st where they played the Minnesota Timberwolves 3 times.
Oof.
All right.
Naz Reid and
Gobert.
And Gobert, yeah. Oof.
But I bring that up because let me list these next 10 games off.
Give them to me.
I believe they're 10, if I'm doing my math correctly. That's 11 games. Next 11. Dallas tomorrow night. We know that's a big one. Memphis Friday without Ja Morant. Possibly. He's week to week with. He's got a hip, pelvic. Dude's banged up. Then they play the Clippers in LA. Then they come back home for Grant Lifman's Hawks. Then you have a double dip, a back to back against the Pelicans and the Spurs. Then they play Brooklyn at home. Then you play OKC without Chet. Then you go to Phoenix, and who knows if Kevin Durant will be back by November 30th if he has a calf strain.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. Even though they're saying 2 weeks, I'm going to say no.
Then you get a nice little 2-day break before you play Denver in the Mile High City. And then you play the Houston Rockets back at home. So these next 11 games.
It's pretty favorable.
These next 11 games. You know, they're 8-2 now. What if they're 19-6?
Oh, well, then you know what's going to happen.
What if that doesn't correct 11 games. What if they're, say if they go 7-4 in those 11.
Okay.
So all of a sudden they're 15-6.
Well, if they get to 16-6, then.
As we're saying out loud, Shask and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Then I'll believe. Now, I already think that there's something in the air, Phil Collins. But I'm telling you right now, this Warrior team is legit. And if teams want to go small with us, we're going to run them out of the gym.
Yeah, you can't play small with them.
No. The only way to beat us is going big. Not the only way. One of the ways to beat us currently is having the bigs. And Evan Mobley is so unique. How many teams have that guy?
Not a lot of teams have that guy. But you know what I'm noticing?
He's so good.
Cleveland, they attempted 42 threes. That was a season high for them Friday. Now, I don't know what they did in Brooklyn. They only averaged 36 three-point attempts per game.
Do you think that was the inside out, or do you think
Yeah, it was the blow-bys, and it was inside out.
Garland, I felt like, could get any shot he wanted in that game.
But think about this. Cleveland shoots, going into that Warriors game, they were shooting 42% from three, 15 of 36. 42% tops in the league.
Yeah, that's incredible.
But that balance that they play with, I'm saying here, you look at Boston wasn't balanced last year. Obviously, they were efficient for the three-point line, but I think you could beat them. The New York Knicks are starting to get back to balance. Mid-range, layups, and then some threes.
It's about matchups.
It's about matchups, but it's also about having some balance within your offense.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't live and die by the three. You got to go inside out here at times. And so Cleveland's ability to go inside out, and you get two guards in Mitchell and Garland, and not to mention, Caris LeVert off the bench is a problem. And I'll give you credit. They didn't even have Max Strus. Max Strus destroyed the Warriors last year. They did Ty Jerome
actually looked good.
Couldn't miss.
He looked good. Somewhere, Steve Kerr was
smiling. Not everybody's going to be Cleveland, but man, Cleveland looks good.
No, Cleveland looks incredible. They look incredible. But here's the thing, B.
But 82, man.
You were talking about balanced floor. So like last night, there's little subtle plays that happen. Buddy's been so on fire from three, they overplay him, right? And he goes backdoor with a Draymond bounce pass, and it's a wide open layup. Like little things like that are going to help them. Now, they're going to need some of these front court guys scoring. There's no doubt about it. There was a moment last night where I started to worry.
Yeah, of course you did. You started texting. I looked at my phone during our first break of the postgame show. And it was like 55 missed texts, and it was all from Joe Shasky.
Well,
and
I'm sorry, I thought something happened. OKC Warriors.
I thought something happened.
I will say this. Draymond.
No, it came out of nowhere. It's like, I didn't hear from none of you guys. And in the last 5 minutes, I saw Shasky losing his mind, giving us a play-by-play.
I didn't want to jinx it. There was a moment in time where, obviously, the Dortcher Chamber and Draymond Green were going at it on the side. And I thought they made way too much of it, the referees. And they reviewed it for what felt like an eternity.
Yeah, well, Draymond Green's involved.
He's gone 50 games without a flagrant.
Draymond?
Yes.
Yeah, 10 games down, 10, 55 to go, baby.
You weren't thinking they were going to give him even more for the elbow?
Yeah, of course I was. It's Draymond Green, and it's the NBA refs, and they stopped playing. You see the replay where he flailed and got Dort in the face, and I was like,
I think he's more mature. And who's your guy that came to the middle of the table and stared into the camera? What's that referee's name? Come on.
Pat Freier.
Dude. Stop with them. No more screen time for these refs. I'm with Molly on this. I'm gonna
take some calls here in a second, but I always want to read people, and I think they get the shows mixed up. Here we go. You guys don't know ish about basketball. 662.
Don't know.
I told you Kaminga was that dude, and you hug up on me.
Okay.
You're actually speaking to two of the biggest Kaminga fans at the station.
Come on.
How many times have we been pumping up Kaminga on this show?
Come on.
I can't speak for other shows, but I know on this show, you're talking to the biggest Jonathan Kaminga fans there is on this show, The Morning Roast. I love JK. Love JK.
Now, there's another guy who used to cover the team at this station who...
Yeah, whatever.
Doesn't care for JK.
Spencer in the East Bay.
Hey, Spencer. East Bay. What's happening?
Hey, folks. I really appreciate this conversation about the Warriors this morning. It feels really good up here on the mountaintop. The air is rare. it's fresh. It's a little thin, but we're going to be better for it in the end. And I just kind of want to talk about a little bit of things that don't go talked about a lot. And although Looney didn't get a lot of time or at all last night, of course, with Chet getting injured, and that's highly unfortunate. We want to see that kid in the game because he's incredible. But when Loon's in the game, I mean, quietly dominating the boards again, being old Looney, which I really, really like. Brandon Pajemski. Leading five rebounds a game. He's like a tenth of a rebound behind Draymond, and then only other person with more rebounds than him is Looney. Obviously, I care about rebounds a lot. Somebody's got to get him like a Cascade sponsorship or a Tide sponsorship or something because he really does clean the boards.
Yep.
Windex. He's basically like Steph Curry. Yeah.
Windex.
He's basically like Steph Curry. From a guard position rebounding, but I feel like we all know the most important statistic when it comes to Warriors wins is the assist to turnover ratio. And I don't know if you've looked, But look at Kyle Anderson's assist to turnover ratio. It's really like 8.7.
No, it's really
good. It's something stupid.
Hey, Spencer, and as a team, Spencer, because we got to run here, but as a team, they're doing a much better job of taking care of the basketball. As Steve Kerr mentioned, they don't have that same margin for error they did 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. They have to take better care of the basketball, and he's made it a point to get it to Steph and Draymond. Hey, we need to take care of this basketball here. They got a little hairy yesterday, 15 turnovers, a lot of them late in the fourth quarter, but for the most part this season, Shasky, they're taking better care of the basketball. Let's go to Bud in Oakland, then we'll get to Lee in Fairfield, and we'll wrap this bad boy up. Bud in Oakland, what's happening?
What's good, fellas? Hey, Bonte, I like how you remember when kids were little, when you were little, when something happens and you're not trying to, you're not just going to outright tell on somebody, but like you like rub the back of your head and you point your elbow, like, man, I don't know what happened. That's kind of like what you just did right there about the Jonathan Kuminga. He said, well, we always pumping up Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know about other shows. I kind of feel like your elbow was pointing at Steiny and Guru.
No, I don't know. I listen to the shows, but I'm doing my thing with my baby girl. I don't know what other people are saying about JK. I just know what I'm saying and what Shasky's saying about JK. We went up to the California Classic day one of JK's career, and we've never wavered. With this kid is special. Now, does he fit with the Warriors? Time will tell, but this kid's got a lot of talent.
Quickly, real quick, right? So right now, after the 10 games, my expectation of the Warriors, I'm going to take the slogan of the Men's Warehouse. I kind of like the way we look. You know what I mean? Coming out starting the season,
like
nobody knew what we were going to look like. 10 games, we're 8-2, and somewhere down the line, you kind of feel like there should have been a throwaway tape game after 10 games. We didn't know what we had. I'll take the throwaway tape game against the Cleveland Cavaliers because that coach was just an assistant coach of the Warriors. Last year or the year before, when we had a meltdown against who? The Sacramento Kings. And who's the coach? Mike Brown. Mm. Where was he at? With the Warriors. So, you know, those games where you got a throwaway tape game, it's liable to happen against a guy who was just coaching you guys for the past several years. You know what I mean? So we'll take that throwaway, but I like the way we look, fellas.
No doubt. I do too, bud. And we started our post-game show off with Burn the Tape. Real quick before we get a special guest, Leah Fairfield. Leah Fairfield wants to chime in. Let's take this last call, Shasky. Leah Fairfield, what's happening?
Hey, Bonte, this is Lee. Hey, man, thank you so much for reading my text to Jason, man. 20 years ago, my son was going in the wrong direction, man. The street was about to get him. I was doing everything I could. He respected me as his dad, but obviously the streets were pulling him. Man, I won a contest on another radio station and to Jason's kid's camp. Man, when my son got there, he didn't want to go. But when he got to the camp, man, Jason, Magic, he brought all kinds of former basketball players there to teach him not only basketball, but be a man too, man. So to this day, I never got a chance to thank Jason because I didn't get a chance to see him at the end of the camp. It was so busy. So, man, just thank you so much for doing that, man. You made my day.
Anytime, Lee. That's what we do here on the Roast, man. We're there for the people, and we love stories like that, no doubt about it. And we love stories like Laughing Monk, who is sponsoring – who sponsor and help sponsor Jason Kidd Select. And they're going to sponsor the tournament December 14th at Haas Pavilion. And Shasky, you already scarfed the plate. We got a special guest here. Oh, you're not done.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You got a mouthful. Don't even talk right now.
Eating lobster linguine, and there's prime rib, and there's a stuffed chicken, and it's delicious.
And you're talking with food. Shut up. You know your mama wouldn't be happy about that. Special guest in the building, Laughing Monk. Tell us your name, how you came up with Laughing Monk. Sunnyvale's in the building.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Huge fans of you guys. Thank you for having me. My name's Sam. I'm the owner of Laughing Monk Brewing, and we are so excited to be sponsoring the Jason Kidd Invitational on December 14th at Haas Pavilion. I'm actually a Cal alum, so when I heard that it's going to be at Haas Pavilion, I'm like, I got to go. We got to be a part of this. I hooked up with Armando, one of the directors, and he told me all the great things that they were doing, and I love basketball. So it was just, you know, a beautiful mix.
What year were you at Cal?
Graduated 06.
Okay, 06. Okay. Was that before Leon Poe? Leon Poera.
During the Leon Poe era.
During the Leon Poe era. That's right.
He was a fan favorite.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And Oakland Marshawn.
Tech. Marshawn Lynch. Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, you guys were cooking up there,
pal.
Jeff Tefford. Yeah,
as no a doubt. More primer than yeah,
he's eating all the time. Hey, but no, Laffy Buck Brewery down in Sunnyvale. I got word from you guys from Mondo. He goes, they want to come up and give you guys breakfast. They want to have you do a show down there in Sunnyvale. Huge fans of the Warriors, huge fans of this show. So we thank you, and I'm going to give you some love here on the Morning Rose for coming in here from Sunnyvale this early in the morning. You feed the whole staff here. You guys did a first class, 5-star, great, man. This is unbelievable.
Stuffed Appreciate chicken. It. There was asparagus wrapped bacon. Was that what that was?
That's right.
I can't even delve in yet.
Stuffed chicken. I'm going back. There's more, right? I'm going back. Prime rib, lobster linguine. What else you guys got?
What's better than lobster linguine for breakfast?
Nothing.
I can't wait to dive in. Hey, Sam, no, seriously, we wanted to do some stuff with you, man. I'm glad you're able to come to the station. Love what you're doing with Jason Kidd and Jason Kidd Select. Doing what you're doing for those young girls and help sponsoring them. It's unbelievable. That's what the community's all about.
Yeah. Well, we love it. And we love being part of the basketball community as well. We have a brewery down in Scotts Valley, and we are actually the official beer of the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Oh, wow.
So we're releasing our C-Dubs beer this week. You can catch it at Whole Foods, Gus's Market, New Leaf, and over 300 bars and restaurants around the Bay Area.
So the official beer at the Santa Cruz C-Dubs.
That's right.
Wow.
Scotts Valley. My dad and mom go there. Well, they used to. Camp all the time. Great food down that way. Pasta Tiempo. I'm telling you, Santa Cruz Mountains, B.
He loves food.
Well, I'm trying to get Quentin Post to come to the Scotts Valley location. I saw him play last week. And oh my God, that guy is the truth.
Really?
He might be able to help the Warriors this season, right?
I mean, they're so deep.
Did he have like a monster double-double the other day? He had like 25 and 15 or something crazy?
Making threes. And then he has that kind of that vinegar in him. You know, he's a little rough around the edges. That's what I noticed. I was right there.
Wow.
You know.
Look at the scatter report from my boy Sam.
I just want to let you know, don't sleep on him.
No. When he got drafted, I told Sam, I said, you know what? Pick and pop type of guy. 15 minutes here and there, 10 minutes here and there, depending on the matchups. I think he could help.
That's like
he's an older guy, too.
I'm big pick and pop kind of guy.
Yeah, he's an older guy, too. He went through all 4 years of college.
Yeah, he's a little bit older, and he has that maturity, you know? And then the Dubs are awesome at getting, like, second-round picks.
Yes.
They just know the right kind of guy to get.
Will you be in the building tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you're going to be in the building. Make sure we got to meet up tomorrow for Clay Day 8. Hey, thank you so much. Give Laffy Monk Brewery a round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you. Online.
Yeah. Laffy Monk Brewing at the handle at Laffy Monk Brewing.
Let's go.
And Sunnyvale?
Sunnyvale, Scotts Valley, and in San Francisco, our tap room.
Where?
Right in the Bayview.
What? What's? What? Yeah. Where in the Bayview?
We're right on Egbert.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the Bayview. There it is. Three locations. Laffy
right
Monk
here.
Brewery. We love it.
Bang.
Hey, you know what? We got a text right here.
There.
We have a text right here from our boy Burke of the Creek, 619. Laffy Monk Brewery is high quality.
Oh, thank you.
So you got the stamp of approval for the roaster. Sam, good stuff, man.
Right.
Thank you so much, man. That was Fast Five. Brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a good day, everybody. Sidney Guru next here on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.